Many misunderstand what the Bible really says about giving. How about you? Here's Dr. Michael Youssef.
There are some people who think, okay, well, the preacher said, if you give, I'll get. Man, this is a deal. I'll just give. And then they wait a day or two, a week or two, a month or two, and nothing really happened. What happens? They get mad. They get mad at God. What's wrong with this picture? God is looking for a lifestyle of hilarious giving. God is looking for a life habit of generous giving. God is looking for a joyful and not begrudging attitude in generous giving. God is looking for excitement and not regret in generous giving.
Welcome to Leading the Way, passionately proclaiming the uncompromising truth around the world for more than 30 years. You can see it happen. The pastor begins talking about giving, and then suddenly people all over the room are kind of uncomfortable. They start squirming in their seats, mostly because of bad experiences with preachers using the topic of giving to further their own agenda. Others distort biblical giving, transforming it into more of a give-to-get opportunity. Well, this is not what the Bible teaches. Today, Dr. Youssef guides you into 2 Corinthians chapter 8, where we're told, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." Listen together as Dr. Michael Youssef begins a look at Jesus' sacrificial giving.
The Christian faith is so paradoxical in many ways. No other religion, no other philosophical thought, no any concept that you can think about anywhere in the world is as paradoxical or even close to it. It cannot compare to it. In fact, the very paradoxes of the Christian faith is what causes some people to stumble over it and causes some people to reject the faith. The fact that the God, the creator of the universe, can become man. And that is the greatest paradox of all. And from this paradox, all other paradoxes seem to stem and be born. For example, the Bible said that if you want to be strong, you have to surrender. That if you want power, you have to serve. That if you want happiness, you must be willing to mourn over your sin. That if you want to be fulfilled, you have to hunger for righteousness. That if you want to inherit the earth, you have to exercise meekness, that is power, under control. That if you want to live eternally, you have to die to self. And today we come to the 10th secret